Hello everybody, welcome in the next episode of the Bookside Daily episode. I publish them on weekdays. And daily episode when I read a little bit of the Power and Prediction book and then I give my comment, my personal view, and I would love to encourage you to participate in the conversation. And if you like my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening that to, or on my YouTube channel, please consider subscribing or leaving a comment if you see a space for improvement. I would love to hear that. Okay, let's jump to the next section of Power and Prediction book, and I will just start it reading right now. The section is titled Set It and Forget It. It's easier not to have to make a decision than to make one. That is it. It's easier to avoid gathering information, processing it, weighing all the options, and then reaching a decision. The economy pretty much runs on the premise where other people are allocated decisions, even if we don't fully trust them to do what we do. No one understood this more than Herbert Simon, who not only won a Nobel Prize in economics for his work on bounded rationality, but also received the Turing Award for his work as one of the pioneers of AI. He had previously observed during his first job at the Milwaukee Park Department that funds for activities weren't allocated optimally. That people didn't optimize in the way economists modeled was brought home with the arrival of computers. In the 1950s, as Simon tried to program newfangled computers to be intelligent decision makers, he saw the cost of the optimization. Even if we understood the advanced dynamics calculus required in complex environments, which we surely do not, we don't have the attention to devote to solving the consequent decision problem. Forced to use only limited computing resources, people would do what Simon had to do with the primitive computers of his time, make do. What, quote, make do, quote, look like? A term of art Simon cleverly called, quote, satisficing, quote, was to not make the perfect the enemy of the good. Rather than look for solutions they knew might be better, they would take actions that were good enough. Rather than deal with a complex environment, people would narrow the range of options considered. Rather than continually updating their choices based on new information received, they would adopt rules, routines, and habits that would be impervious to new information and hence allow them to ignore information entirely. However, just to note that sometimes people default to rules rather than they make decisions, while interesting isn't enough for our purposes. We need to understand when decisions are made. What determines when a particular problem will be placed in the default rule rather than the active decision basket? Question mark. Super fascinating section, guys. I really like the element of that we are lazy. Actually, I can tell you I'm like this. Every time I make a decision about when I'm going to have a meeting, how I'm going to prepare for the meeting, what would be agenda, I'm looking for a repetitive actions. I don't want to make the decision again. So if I have a perfect intro meeting with the perfect agenda, why should I change it? And then I start ignoring information that are coming from meetings. I become close to feedback, which is very dangerous in business, but it not only, even in a private relationship, you want to hear the feedback. So those actors are actually exploring very fascinating thing. And I need to tell you guys that I really like that because I'm also super lazy when it comes to things that I believe works perfectly. So whenever you see a decision-making process and you kind of like stop improving it, that's probably this book is going to give us a lot of insight in the next sections why it's dangerous. So I hope to see you tomorrow in the book site and we will explore the Power and Prediction book again to learn what is actually happening with making decisions and not staying close to feedback. Be careful, take care, bye-bye.